This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the national winner in diversified agricultural production, Justin Dinkey, of the Audrain County R6 FFA chapter in Missouri. Justin, just to get us started, tell me a little bit about your project.
So I am on a third generation farm. We have cow-calf operation, row crop operation, and some horses. And then I have a few show calves of my own that I show at the state and national level.
So you said it's a third generation family farm. Yep. Where did you get started?
So it began very, very young age for me. I can remember ever since I was walking, I was either in a tractor with dad, feeding cows or hauling hay or doing whatever else needed to be done. And that's just when I knew that I was going to be in ag and I was going to come back to my family farm. So that's kind of where my start in agriculture got started.
So when you got to high school, was joining FFA an instant choice for you?
Yeah. My brother and my older sister both in it, and I knew that they talked about how it was so much fun, and I knew I had to be a part of it. So I instantly joined and got active in that, and along with a few other things. But FFA was definitely where my passion was in high school.
So you picked your SAE, your supervised agricultural experience, and diversified agricultural production. So walk me through a few of those specific areas.
We have a 300-head cow-calf operation where we have mainly Red Angus and Simmental-influenced cows. Our row crop side, we got 2,000 acres where we rotate corn, soybean, and wheat. And then we have 50 registered Haflinger horses, which is a draft horse breed. And then I show purebred Simmental and Red Angus cows, and I have a few commercial cows as well.
So it's enough to keep you busy.
Yes, I am busy all the time in the show barn or working calves or cleaning out our cattle barns. I'm always busy doing something.
What are some of the biggest lessons you've learned doing all these different projects?
You know, time management is definitely something I learned, how to balance my time with school and hanging out with my family and friends, and then also being active in my SAE. It was definitely something that I learned the most about during my SAE.
How has your experience shaped your future plans?
So I knew I enjoyed working with my family and knew that I was going to return to there at some point in time after high school or after college. So knowing that, I always base my decisions around how I can help better my family's farm. So that's kind of where I am now and how I got here.
Tell us a little bit about your specific day-to-day duties on the farm.
So right now, I'm usually either feeding cows early in the morning and feeding my show heifer. And then after I get done feeding cows, it kind of varies on the time of the year. Right now we're in the middle of harvest, so I'm usually helping dad in the field. But when I'm not doing that, usually I'll be messing with my show heifer and getting her ready for shows, and then feeding her and washing her and doing all that, and then end the day with helping them however I can, whatever they're busy doing.
What advice do you have for other FFA members, young agriculturalists looking to go back to their family's farm or to get involved in agriculture to begin with?
I just suggest them to just find something they truly love about agriculture, because there's so many different ways you can get involved. So you don't have to mess with animals or plants. You can do technology. So just find something you enjoy and try your hardest to make yourself the best you can in that category and have success.
You're obviously winning a super big award today. Is there anyone that you'd like to thank that helped you get here?
I definitely like to thank my dad and my brother and all my family that helped me get here. I know I couldn't have been here without them and their support. So, and my advisor, she did a lot for me with helping me with the interview process and the application part. So without all these people, I would probably not be here where I am now.
Congratulations on your award, Justin, and best of luck as you continue to grow your operation.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
For National FFA, this is Lydia Johnson.